Convicted illegal alien killer sues President Trump for humiliating him. Wants citizenship, $75 million, public apology. By Lowell Caulfield on July 22, 2026. It's a given Democrats will find any excuse to slam Donald Trump. But now even an illegal alien convicted killer in Michigan is suing the president for humiliating him. Brandon Ortiz Beat, 27, an illegal alien serving decades in prison for the 2024 homicide of a Michigan woman, has filed a cryptic federal lawsuit against the president, claiming then-candidate Trump exploited his case for political purposes. He wants a public apology, American citizenship and $75 million for his troubles, according to a report in the New York Post Tuesday. Ortiz Beat pleaded guilty to the fatal shooting of his 25-year-old girlfriend Ruby Garcia in March of 2024 and was sentenced to 39 to 102 years in prison. The woman's body was found along the roadside in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Authorities said the two had been arguing before the killing. Ortiz Beat had been deported under the first Trump administration but had snuck back into the United States, according to earlier news reports. In his handwritten civil complaint, Ortiz Beat also named White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Stephen Cheung as a defendant in the lawsuit. The imprisoned plaintiff claims that Trump, during his 2024 campaign, made him the subject of public humiliation and public ridicule. Newsmax described the background of the complaint. Trump highlighted the case during a campaign stop in Grand Rapids, calling Ortiz Beat America's problem, and later used his mugshot in campaign advertisements criticizing the Biden administration's immigration policies. In his complaint, Ortiz Beat claims the publicity caused him to be mocked by prison staff and fellow inmates. "I was put into a category," he wrote in the suit. "Who I was as a person no longer mattered. What only mattered was my race." Trump, he claimed, hurt his feelings and his pride. He continued, "My case and immigration status. Once again, it belittled me, shattered my dignity and what I was as a person." The Post reported the lawsuit at length as well, quoting the convicted killer. "It all became clear to me when I first met with my court-appointed attorneys. They explained how my case had now gotten blown out of proportion and was now a high-profile case," he wrote. "The shock in their eyes and the tears from mine were a reaction to my realization that I was living everyone's worst nightmare. To be publicly infamous, a target. To the United States of America, from here everything went downhill. I was now labeled a cold-blooded murderer in the eyes of the people of this nation. The anxiety and despair I felt compares to no other," he added. Matthew Borgilla, a criminal defense attorney and former federal prosecutor, said the lawsuit is likely going nowhere for a variety of reasons, one of them being presidential immunity. "Being publicly embarrassed by a politician isn't a constitutional violation," he told the Post. Podcaster and former Michigan GOP gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon also weighed in on the convicted killer's brazen jailhouse lawyering. "As long as we have Democrats jetting to other countries to coddle criminal illegal aliens over margaritas, this level of arrogance and entitlement from convicted murderers will continue," Dixon told Fox News Digital, which posted images of the handwritten complaint. "This case should end before it begins," Borgilla said. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. He at one time covered federal courts for the Detroit News. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.